Chapter 3. 5 minutes later, there was a knock on the door and Strike, who had been on the verge of sleep, jerked upright in his chair.
Sorry?
His subconscious had become entangled with Charlotte again. It was a surprise to see the strange girl enter the room. She had taken off her coat to reveal a snugly, even seductively fitting cream sweater. Strike addressed her hairline.
Yeah?
There's a client here for you. Shall I show him in?
There's a what?
A client, Mr. Strike.
He looked at her for several seconds, trying to process the information.
Right, okay. No, give me a couple of minutes, please, Sandra, and then show him in.
She withdrew without comment. Strike wasted barely a second on asking himself why he had called her Sandra, before leaping to his feet and setting about looking and smelling less like a man who had slept in his clothes. Diving under his desk into his kit bag, he seized a tube of toothpaste and squeezed 3 inches into his open mouth. Then he noticed that his tie was soaked in water from the sink, and that his shirt front was spattered with flecks of blood, so he ripped both off, buttons pinging off the walls and filing cabinet, dragged a clean, though heavily creased shirt out of the kit bag instead, and pulled it on, thick fingers fumbling. After stuffing the kit bag out of sight behind his empty filing cabinet, he hastily reseated himself and checked the inner corners of his eyes for debris, all the while wondering whether this so-called client was the real thing, and whether he would be prepared to pay actual money for detective services. Strike had come to realise, over the course of an 18-month spiral into financial ruin, that neither of these things could be taken for granted. He was still chasing 2 clients for full payment of their bills. A third had refused to disburse a penny because Strike's findings had not been to his taste, and given that he was sliding ever deeper into debt, and that a rent review of the area was threatening his tenancy of the Central London office that he had been so pleased to secure, Strike was in no position to involve a lawyer. Rougher, cruder methods of debt collection had become a staple of his recent fantasies. It would have given him much pleasure to watch the smuggest of his defaulters cowering in the shadow of a baseball bat.